24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Melinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vane Innovations.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and this is a very short Atlanta Living, so we need to get to it. First of all, David Danzig, my Foodie Fork correspondent, we need to give away the McDonald's Weekend Prize Pack, and that's going to be four tickets to the Game of Thrones live concert experience at that's going to be March the 14th at the Phillips Arena, and a family four-pack of tickets to the Atlanta Gladiators home game at Infinite Energy Arena, and that's going to be a family four-pack, so that's going to caller number three to our contest line at 404-741-0750. That's 404-741-0750. So now, normally during our breaking twos, we get 2 minutes to just really dig down on what's going on, but we have a little extended time. My show's only 30 minutes, so I was like, hey, let's expound.
Let's expand on it.
What's going on in the city, David?
I know it's just never ending on the food scene,
and I love it, love it, love it.
It's we're so blessed. So March, we are smack dab in the middle of crawfish season.
Oh well.
That's probably for you and Neil Bortz. That is not your siren song, is it?
Well, you know, I like them, but I'm not going to suck the head.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. But there are a lot of people out there that are, you know, crawfish.
You would do it.
You can call them crayfish. You can call them mud bugs. There's these tasty little mini lobsters. And, you know, they're great if you boil. If you've ever been to a crawfish boil, you get this big old, it's like a 40-gallon pot. You put in fresh spices and salt and cayenne pepper and paprika. And it just turns into this, you know, pile of deliciousness. And, yes, you are supposed to break them apart. And you can suck the head. There's, like, you know, good yummy juice in there. And then you pinch the meat out of the tail. So
I'll take the tail.
There are some cool places to get your crawfish fix this season. So the first is today. If you're listening to the show and you hear my voice, make your way right now to the Park Tavern where they're doing their Oyster and Crawfish Festival. And this is awesome. I've been there a bunch of times. It's rocking. And then the band Cowboy Mouth from New Orleans is going to blow the stage up this evening.
Fun.
So it starts at 2:00 today. You got to be 21 and older. If you bring your kids, 12, you can bring a 12-year-old and up, but you got to be 21 there. Otherwise, no kids because it is
just let
adult.
Them run around the park.
No. This is an adult fun time. So Park Tavern, as we speak, the annual Crawfish Festival. But if that's not enough notice, March 19th, our good buddy Ford Fry over at The Optimist is going to be doing a crawfish festival. They've got this little, do you know that little all-weather patio out there? They've got that putt-putt green.
I love it.
It is this cool retro thing. The Optimist is a phenomenal seafood restaurant in Midtown West. So that's going to be March 19th, and they're going to have some music and New Orleans-inspired funk and R&B soul. It's $20 a head. And then they're going to have some drink specials and things like that. I've got at BelindaSkelton.com the links up for the Optimist Crawfish Festival. And then finally, this was a cool thing when I Googled it. There's another crawfish festival in Woodbine, Georgia. Do you know where Woodbine, Georgia is? Woodbine, Georgia.
No.
This is down near the coast. It's like south of Brunswick.
Oh, now that would be good.
Tiny little town. This looks like a lot of fun. This is April 28th and 29th. If you want to make a pilgrimage to the sea.
Cloggers. I can go.
There are cloggers. They even have a crawfish festival beauty pageant. I may go down just for the Miss Crawfish, you know, pageant. I need to see who wins that. So that's in Woodbine, Georgia. The link is at BelindaSkelton.com for that. So that's how you get some crawfish in March.
Okay, yeah. So now what else is coming up this spring?
Because spring.
Spring.
It's
spring in Atlanta. Oh, there's never a better time.
There isn't. So one of the best, coolest, just ridiculously, you know, stockpiled with great restaurants neighborhood in the city is Inman Park. And their restaurant week is coming up this spring. So they're going to be having special menus at all these restaurants, $20 menus, $30 menus, and $40 menus. Again, Inman Park is so hot. I would really recommend. Mm-hmm. This is starting March 27th, so it's at the end of the month. But I would get your reservations in now. There's $20 menus at Freedy and North Highland Pub and Pure Taqueria. There's $30 menus at Beetle Cat, which you and I have enjoyed.
Loved
That's Fort Fry's place. Parish, Barcelona Wine Bar, the Luminary, Soto Soto, and then there's a $40 menu at Kevin Rathbun's Steak, which these are all great values to go and try these restaurants out. So Inman Park Spring Restaurant Week, I've got a link up at Belinda Skelton to get you going on that. So, B, I think this is something we need to do. So Venkman's, and this is in sort of in the old Fourth Ward area. This is there's great food there, and they do a lot of great entertainment, but they have a karaoke league.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever heard me sing?
No, but you're so lovely. I'm sure it's
okay.
It's
maybe
good.
I can just mouth and you can take the lead.
Well, I was thinking we do like a Captain and Tennille.
Okay,
thing maybe,
okay.
And even if we butcher it. So anyway. Enough about that. Venkman's, they're doing this karaoke league. I have a link up at BelindaSkelton.com. That's going now through February 22nd, and they're going to have a championship.
That would be fun to watch.
I know. And I'm telling you, the food at Venkman's is top shelf, and their cocktails. So if you're looking for something unique and unusual, kind of midweek thing, they're doing it every Wednesday until March 22nd. So go to BelindaSkelton.com. I'll have a link there.
You know, that's pretty cheap. Advanced signups, $25.
Mm-hmm.
That's for a show and food. That's awesome.
So next, our buddy Kevin Rathbun.
Love him.
He is, as we know, a brilliant chef. He's a brilliant cook, but he's also got a big heart. He's doing something really cool for Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, which is near and dear to my heart as well. He's calling it the High Stakes, get it? STEAKS. High Stakes Poker Tournament. And it's going to be at Kevin, and it's going to be like this guy's night out. And there's like 130 players maximum, so you've got to get in on this. But it's high stakes menu, stakes again, STEAKS. There's going to be a cigar and open bar. So this is a real high-end thing. This is a great gift maybe for someone you know who loves poker and loves food and cigars and things
like that.
This
is so Mark Arum's, and
it
he's
really
a great
is.
Poker player.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
He's got a kind of a poker face. Or a
he does, but he's a great poker player.
So, you know, this is a really great cause to help out for Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. So, again, if you want to go to the High Stakes Poker Tournament with Kevin Rathbun benefiting Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, I have a link at BelindaSkelton.com.
Excellent.
Okay, so next, let's talk about St. Patrick's Day.
I love it.
And what are you going to do for St. Patrick's Day?
I'm going to drink green beer.
You are?
I love it. You have to.
You're making a kind of
an icky face.
Well, I'm just, every
You're
time
over
it's
that?
Like green beer, I just think of like Dirty Keg and, you know, food dye. Can I just drink some like Irish whiskey or something like that?
Oh, even better.
Okay.
Even better.
All right. To each his own. So there is a festival, if you didn't know, it's next Saturday. It's called Lepre Con. Get it? Like Dragon Con.
I get it.
It's Leprechaun next Saturday at Park Tavern in Piedmont Park. And this is going to be, they call this, their words, not mine, a disaster of green clothing and costumes. You can probably visualize it from there. So this is next Saturday. It starts at 2 p.m. and goes until, again, their words not mine, Ireland sues them. So this sounds pretty raucous. So that's a 21 and over thing.
Yeah, 21 and up.
Go there. There's another great St. Patrick's Day thing going on at Hampton and Hudson. That's a great kind of a gastro pub. It's over in Inman Park. They're going to be having a big special with Jameson shots and Guinness beers, and their food is fantastic. These are the same guys that are also at Cypress Plate and Pint, and as such, they will be having a great St. Patrick's Day celebration as well. I've got links up at BelindaSkelton.com for that.
Do you know Guinness beers is one of the lowest calorie beers you can
it
drink?
It is. It's ironic. It's ironic.
You would think the opposite.
It's like eating a loaf of bread. I mean, you feel full.
You feel full, but you're not. Hey, what a great diet.
Let's just drink Guinness.
You feel full, but hey, it's low calorie.
I'm
onto something.
I think we should try that. try that. You might not be very productive.
No,
but you'll be happy a lot.
Yes,
you know?
I'm onto something. I'm telling
you. You are the Belinda diet. I also wanted to touch a couple quick breaking chews on the battery at SunTrust Park. They have just announced that Hugh Atchison, who's involved with the Punch Bowl Social that we talked about a couple weeks ago, he just announced he's going to be launching a concept called First and Third Hot Dog and Sausage Shack. And that's going to be at the Battery outside of the new SunTrust Park. That is a TBD opening, but that should be great to have him there. And I just found out that Antico Pizza is going to be open for opening day.
Oh, good.
As well as Terrapin Tap Room, which is going to be this sort of connection of Terrapin Beer and Fox Brothers Barbecue. I mean,
two of
the greatest joys on the planet coming together. So a lot going to be happening at the Battery outside of SunTrust Park.
If like watching great baseball wasn't enough, we have great food. Okay, stay tuned because we have more coming up with David Danzig and Breaking Chew. So stay tuned. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews. Now, this is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website bitesandsights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season magazine, and, of course, belindaskelton.com. And you do such a great job on belindaskelton.com. Y'all go check it out. So what's happening in and around the city?
Well, we were just talking the last segment, a couple updates on the Battery, which is this giant mixed-use bonanza that's going to be outside of the new SunTrust Park. I mean, we're a month, a little over a month from opening day.
I can't believe it.
It's like cranes and hard hats over there. But just a couple new announcements. First of all, our good buddy Linton Hopkins, they've now given a projection on when his steakhouse concept is going to open. He's also named it. It's called C. Ellett's. And C. Ellett was his great-grandfather.
Aww.
Yeah, he's a nostalgic guy. You know, Restaurant Eugene,
yeah,
which is his current flagship, that's his grandfather. So he's a real, he's just one of my favorite guys. So this is going to be kind of a New Orleans-inspired steakhouse. And it's going to see about 200 people. It's going to be his biggest concept. So that now is a projection open for May. The AJC actually broke that celebrity chef Todd English, he's coming, and he's going to open something called Todd English Tavern. This should be opening ready for opening day. This is going to be part of a project called Live at the Battery. So this is going to be a combination of a few different things in one under one roof, but Todd English Tavern's going to be a food part. There's also going to be a PBR Cowboy Bar, which is PBR is Professional Bull Riders Association, so a little country there. And then there's going to be an entertainment venue at Live at the Battery called Sports and Social. That should be open for opening day. The Yard House, if you like the one in Atlantic Station, mm-hmm, where they serve up beer by the yard.
And it's really good food.
They're going to put 130 taps.
Good Lord.
At the Battery. So the other great thing about the Battery, Belinda, is going to be that you can grab a cocktail and walk around with it. I don't think you can take it in the stadium, but you know, before you get to the stadium, get a margarita over at the El Felix, get a glass of wine at Crew Wine Bar, and walk around and live large.
It's definitely going to be the B and C place.
All year round. Even when there's not a game, I think people are going to pilgrim.
What a great concept. Yeah. Thanks, David. Where can we find you during the week?
Follow me at Bites and Sites on all social media. B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, and S-I-T-E-S.
All right. Stay tuned for UGA basketball coming your way next.